The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program. Since 1987, this free program has helped farmers resolve disputes outside of court. For more info, visit MichiganMediates.org. USDA back to work fully, and the grain markets fall after USDA's data dump. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Michigan Ag Today. Well, it's not exactly the kind of record you want to have. The government was shut down for a record 43 days, but it's back open now.
All of our FSA offices, our county offices, are returning to normal operations.
And that's U.S. Deputy Secretary of Agriculture Stephen Vaden, who spoke with me by phone on Friday.
As you know, we reopened them on a partial basis during the shutdown, allowing us to perform certain vital actions we were legally allowed to do for farmers. Now they're open for everything.
Vaden encourages farmers to call ahead and even schedule an appointment if you can at your local FSA office if you need to conduct business in the coming days. Congress didn't just reopen the government with their vote this past week. They also provided full year funding for almost all of USDA.
With the exception of the Forest Service, for all of our farm-facing programs, FSA, Natural Resources Conservation Service, the Risk Management Agency, what have you, we've got full year appropriations. That means, as far as our farm community is concerned, whatever happens in January, and I certainly hope there's not another government shutdown, but if there is, it's not going to affect our farm-facing programs. We have full-year appropriations. We will march on completely unaffected.
Vaden says he's looking forward to Farm Bill 2.0 discussions in 2026 to modernize the existing Farm Bill. Speaking of 2026, Vaden says producers should be most excited about provisions in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act to kick in. In one such provision, Vaden says producers will no longer have to gamble with their election of ARC or PLC.
The law says for next year, we're going to calculate it for every producer under both, and whichever one the producer would have ended up better on, you get it. That's a huge difference for farm country. That's going to mean billions of more dollars in farmers' pockets in support payments. And all of that is thanks to the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. It's automatic. Producers don't need to worry about the election, as I mentioned. And don't forget the increased reference prices that come along to it. We've needed that for years.
Hear more of my conversation with Vaden by finding this story at MichiganAgToday.com.
Seed Genetics Direct is proud to announce their new 2026 seed guide is now available for viewing at SeedGeneticsDirect.com. They've added three new powerful hybrids to their corn lineup, along with seven new soybean releases, including one that shows natural resistance to white mold. There's lots to be excited about for the 2026 growing season. View the Seed Genetics Direct seed guide online and make your shopping list today. Value, knowledge, performance, it's in their genetics. Seed Genetics Direct.
Dry to start the week here across Michigan. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with a look at that Michigan Ag weather update. We are a little bit on the cool side today, similar to yesterday, but overall, decent amounts of sunshine. Clouds will be increasing in southwestern parts of Michigan as we move through the overnight tonight. And I can't rule out a little bit of hit-and-miss moisture from I-96 southward through the day tomorrow. We're talking a few hundreds to a few tenths, that is all. But it is moisture nonetheless. And I think we see clouds spread a little bit farther north in Michigan through tomorrow. Back to partly sunny skies on Wednesday. Again, cool, but partly sunny. And for Thursday, we have some cloud cover trying to sneak across northern parts of Michigan. Let's say northern tip of lower Michigan through the UP, and we could see a few hit and misses, scattered rain showers there as well. But no big precipitation, no big rains. The rest of the state, I think, stays dry, and we stay dry through Friday and the weekend as well. Right now, seeing the weekend weather system or the late week and weekend weather system stay well south over parts of central and southern Indiana, Missouri Valley, so on and so forth. We'll see if that solution continues to hold, but it appears the path of least resistance is farther south for that system. So we're dry through the weekend if that holds, and dry to start next week as well, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. That takes us to Thanksgiving Day, where there's a monster low trying to move into the Great Plains, but we still have high pressure sitting over areas just to our north in Ontario as of Thanksgiving morning. I think that gives us an okay Thanksgiving Day for travel, but we do see rain and potentially snow coming for later Friday the 28th through Saturday the 29th and into Sunday the 30th. So it could be an interesting finish to that long holiday weekend. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Soil prep for next year begins as soon as the harvest is over. Don't miss out on nutrients you can return to your soil. Applying one of DairyDew's compost blends or layer manure accelerates the conversion of crop stubble into next year's plant food. That remaining plant material is full of nutrients that you want to return to the soil.
DairyDew's compost blends like layer ash blend with gypsum and gypsum plus not only help with releasing nutrients from your crop stubble, they also add beneficial biology and other missing minerals to your soil. Or go with an order of straight layer manure, an economical choice that still offers calcium and sulfur.
Improve your soil health for next year with a call to Morgan Composting. Crops don't wait. The seasons don't wait. You shouldn't wait. Address soil health for better yields next year.
Not sure which is the best DairyDew product for your field? Contact a soil health expert at Morgan Composting for a consultation. Call today or visit DairyDew.com to learn more.
Implants come from healthy soil. Healthy soil comes from DairyDew.
Let's talk markets here on Michigan Ag Today. We'll have final numbers from Friday coming in just moments. Right now, market analysis from Brian Basting with Advanced Trading. He spoke near the end of the trading day on Friday with Andy Eubank.
Higher markets going into the USDA supply and demand update at noon Eastern time Friday, but then we fell out of bed. Some pretty significant drops in corn, soybeans, and wheat as a result of that long-awaited WASD update. Brian, did you see a primary push lower from something in the report?
Thanks for having me, Andy. I'd start with corn and just say that the USDA only lowered the corn yield from 186.7 in September to 186 in this November report. So the trade was looking for 184. So we definitely saw some higher than expected yield results from USDA. Still have Indiana penciled in there at a record 206 bushels, a bit higher than what it was back in September. So we're looking at some pretty stout yields, obviously record yield nationwide. The carryout of 2.154 billion bushels was above the average trade guess, 2136, and above September, 2110. So more than anything, Andy, I think we saw just liquidation here on Friday. We've seen about a 45-cent rally in December corn since mid-August. Actually, it was after the day of this August crop report that the market made a low. And now it's rallied up to about 441, 442 almost on the close yesterday, and just backed off here to close the week with the USDA report in hand. With beans, I think the carryout was actually a tad lower than the average trade guess at 290. 304 is the average trade guess. I would add a sprinkle in something, Andy, that we saw today. USDA announced they were going to release their export sales data dump, as it were, from all the way back when the shutdown occurred there on October 1st to all the way through November 12th. And they did do that. And we had about 4.5 million tons of corn sales reported in that daily flashes. These would be sales of 100,000 tons or more. But soybeans were only 1.3 million tons. And of that 1.3 million tons, Andy, confirmed only was about 332,000 tons to China.
Brian Basting there, advancedtrading.com. December corn on Friday down 11 and a quarter, 430 and a quarter. 444 on the March down 11 and a half. January beans off 22 and a half, 1124 and a half. And 20 and three quarters lower on the March to 1136. December wheat off 8.5, 527 and a quarter. 15 cents higher on December live cattle, 219.15. December lean hogs up 42 to 78.50. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Michigan Ag Today.